a Mac and Dougie, talking Kerry FC. Every week it's a favorite show. Everywhere we go, it's the Kerry Men Podcast.
Yeah. Well, lads, what's the crack? And welcome to a new episode of the Kerry Men Podcast.
Up the lads.
Up the lads. Welcome back, Anto.
Welcome back, Dougie.
Another weekend off.
Yeah, it was great.
We got suited and booted and off to a wedding on Friday.
Yeah, it was a great wedding.
It was a great crack, in fairness. Yeah. Like, you know, caught the second half of the game on the phones after the meal.
Out in the smoking area.
Nothing more confusing than trying to watch a game when you can't hear the commentary.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I felt like it sent off and you've no idea what's after happening.
Yeah, and then random people coming up, what game are we watching? Is it Premier League?
Up the lads.
Up the lads.
Unfortunately, it's another loss for Kerry FC. That's 5 losses in a row now. Beaten at home on Friday to UCD. Kerry won 1-0 after 7 minutes.
Some start.
To Sean McGrath. Good finish. Took the goal very, very well. And we're beaten 2-1, 2 goals by, is it Neil McCulloch?
McCulloch, yeah.
Playing out right wing. Broke Kerry Hart on Friday.
Literally. His first goal was banging too.
Yeah, they were good finishes. Yeah. And I can only talk about him being probably being our best player. Like, our best player on the pitch, what I've been told, was marking him all day long with Sean O'Connell.
Yeah.
The left back. And it's just, apparently he was the standout performer for Kerry again. Yeah. We didn't see the full game. And when you watch it on your phone, it's very, very hard to get into too much. Like,
you can't really go by a minute and a half of a highlight reel kind of thing.
No, it's all a lot of hearsay. Sean O'Connell was fantastic. Overall, I think it was another poor performance by Kerry. In one word, Joe Dorn on Twitter put it was frustrating.
Look, when you start so fast and so lively and you get the early goal, I think you kick on a little bit more. From what it seemed, UCD kind of took the game back a little.
They made a change with Sam and took Sam off, put Darren McCarthy in centre half to go a bit diagonal along.
That was in the second half.
Yeah, I think it was a bit mad, to be honest with you. But look, I suppose that, like, you have to try new things as nothing's working at the moment.
Yeah.
But just words from Joe there, one word to describe the UCD game, frustrating. It seemed like some players were actively trying while others were just going through the motions. It's hard to understand because we played so well at the start of the season. I fear that without positive results, attendance will continue to drop. I kind of mentioned that there was a small attendance at the game, and there's anything that can be done to bring up the attendance of the games. Like, I think, what do we say, 470?
It was 467, I think.
Which is quite poor. Like,
what, 466 Kerry fans, and that one lone UCD fan, fair play to you.
The legend.
Yeah.
The legend. He's definitely packing a lot of flares in.
100%. He was like, here, look.
Mention it. Who did that? Wasn't me, man.
Yeah, it's grand, like. Just don't check the rest of my bag.
Yeah. But I suppose, like, you know.
Surely they brought him down on the team bus, like.
Definitely didn't, man. Definitely didn't.
They should have brought him back on the team bus anyway.
10 cans on the train the way down.
Or he flew. No.
Possibly. Yeah. Price cans on the plane, I wouldn't fly in it personally. But going back to what we talked about as regards to the performances and the match day experience and the attendance dropping, obviously number one is the results.
Yeah.
When the unbeaten run was in, they were lifting. Now they're beginning to start to lose a few games, and after the Cork City game, just kind of Phil has mentioned, or people are still a bit tick about the whole ticketing. I don't think they are anymore. I think that's dealt with now, it's moved on. But
yeah.
Performance obviously have a lot to do with it. Like, the hot weather on Friday would have had a small bit to do with it, I would think. Like, in a Montauk Park, it's quite beautiful in a sunny day.
It's actually
like
very nice on a sunny day.
And look, the barbecue's there as well. You have everything you need, really, bad cans. But, like, is there any reason you think yourself why the attendances have been dropping?
I think it's just really down to performance lately. Like, you know, they're not playing good football.
That's tough to watch.
It's like, at least last season when we weren't playing well, the football was still kind of coming together eventually, especially towards the latter end of the season. You know, we were getting more attendance at the end of the season last year when we were fighting to get 10 points than we are now. And you know what? I suppose rightly so. It's year two.
Yeah,
we got to expect a little bit more, but at the same time, we have to be behind the team and go up and support them.
That's very important. Like, I know, like, the unbeaten run was fantastic and all that, like, but the six draws and a win in that, you know, and another win inside the Munster Senior Cup, which is coming up and in the next 6 or 7 weeks, like, you know, which is huge. That could peak attendance Lances. Again if they get their hands on that trophy. But, like, I know the performances will drop, but look, at the same time, like, it's a big job to support your team, like, you know.
Oh, it is. Like, yeah, sure, look, it's also coming into the middle of May. You know, people have holidays booked and things like that. So maybe there's a few that weren't around, and that's fine. But, you know, the attendances should be coming back up on the rise now.
Yeah, I'll be doing a message in from Ben Farr. We love Ben Bay.
Yeah, up Ben.
Ben Bay. The amount of fans basically saying they'll only attend if they are winning is really grinding my gears. They don't know how lucky they are to have this level of football on their doorstep. Support your local club.
Yeah, you have to agree with that. Like, I obviously didn't realise how big it was down here, you know, to have a team down here. Because, obviously, up in Dublin, I had, like, 8 different teams.
Yeah, so
it was just the done thing. I agree with Ben there. Like, look, you have to support the lads. If you're going to support them when they're winning, you have to support them when they're losing.
Yeah, I look off in the space of 12 months absolutely buzzing about this. Like, and you see, like, a lot of the people that were there last year ain't here this year. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of new heads too. Like, but in the space of 12 months, they've gone from this is the greatest thing to happen to Kerry
to not
going to the games. Like, and again, if you don't go to the games, you don't support the club financially. You don't support the players, more importantly.
Yeah.
And the players need support.
Oh, they do.
We've heard over the last couple of, this was the last since Saturday night, like, we've met a couple of the boys and you come back. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, just for a bit of atmosphere and stuff. I know there's a couple of young lads up there trying to keep it going, and fair play to them. Like, you know, I'm sure they did a fantastic job.
They do,
like,
need to learn, you know, not to chant, "This is a library," in our own ground.
Yeah.
Like, I understand they were aiming it at the UCD fan, but it's still not the right place to do it.
It's our library.
Yeah.
But, you know, all that, it's going to help, like, you know, and that's just a big thing, and it's just to look forward to. I know we were playing Wexford away on Friday, but Finn Harps at home.
Finn Harps at home, you have to, like, that's the Harp Derby, like,
the Battle of the Crest.
Yeah.
But, like, that is huge. Like, it's kind of a game where, like, you know, the team are down. They're down the dumps. You can see the players, the directions on the pitch, the attitudes, like, you know. They feed off the fans, like, and it's our duty as fans, like, to take it up to Mountford Park on the 24th and absolutely rock the shit out of it.
Oh, 100%. We'll be there.
You know?
We'll be there.
Yeah, but we need everyone with this. It's not just about a couple of lads. 100%. Like, it's important that all the fan base comes together, like, and obviously lads on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp groups and giving out about this and giving out about that. Like, you know, there's no point in giving out in the groups. They come up to the stadium on the 24th and back the team, like, you know.
Yeah.
And you have nothing to give out about when you start supporting and you start winning games again, like, you know. That's what the important thing is.
Sure. Look, that's the main thing. Get behind the lads.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back up there, man. It's been a while.
Yeah,
I feel like I haven't seen Kerry in about 6 months.
It actually feels like that. Thankfully, Full Time Productions has an unbelievable coverage.
I miss you guys.
Yeah.
Miss you.
But more. Yeah, no, it's definitely one of those things that you're like, how long is it going to be? I think it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It's like nearly a month.
Getting back up to Mountaw Park. We've seen, like, you know, kind of people learn about the atmosphere and just the all around match day experience in Mountaw Park. And we put up a little question on Instagram. Couple of interesting answers. A lot of people seem to, like, obviously you're getting the smart asses. Start winning a few games. You can go fuck yourselves.
I missed that one.
Like,
inactive account. Nice.
Yeah. No posts, no followers.
Yeah.
A few flares would be the job.
Fair play to you.
We're not saying don't bring flares, but, you know.
True.
Our own Ben Kavanagh, a pub at the ground.
Sure, we'd love that, like.
Do you know, like, that would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you had a little area, like, it's even up by the top astro there to the side.
Yeah, just a few cans.
Stick the old barbecue up there. Yeah. A few cans, a few picnic benches.
Oh, imagine that now.
Be just wild, man.
A little fan zone up by the blue pitch.
It'd be class, man. It'd be class. Yeah. Even, like, a few tunes before the game or something, like,
you know, barbecue, couple of speakers, a few cans. Home fans only.
Yeah, but that's a fact, man.
100%. It'd be class.
A mascot was another one. I think you were talking about the swan.
No, remember? Seagull.
The seagull.
Yeah, we got some good responses to that too.
What were they again?
There was
a king, obviously.
Yeah, and then there was a baby Pamax, still my favourite.
I wonder if it's still there. A pa.
Yeah.
A sheep. Sammy.
Sure.
Oh yeah. An eagle.
Yeah.
A goat called Billy. I think it would have to be a king, really.
Realistically.
Oh, wait, we forgot about this one.
Me.
Anthony, because he looks like a bear.
Rawr.
Who's in that name there?
I don't know.
We keep that there.
So yeah, I do, yeah. Keep that one.
I think it would be good crack. Like, obviously, you had a good bit of banter with
the seagull.
The seagull, yeah.
Oh, but like, a mascot.
Perfect seagull,
like. I did, yeah. I think I'm barred from the Carlisle grounds and Mount Hawk. No, definitely a mascot's always good crack. Always good crack. If they have the banter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, you can have a mascot who just stands there and kind of wanders around the pitch, but one that can have the crack with the away fans and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
exactly what you need. Like,
to take a bit of this and take a bit of that, like, you know. Obviously, the big one seems to be the response is the crossbar challenge at halftime.
Yeah, we mentioned that last year.
We spoke about this a number of times. I just think it'd be great crack.
It'd be so funny.
I was talking to someone recently. I don't know what ground it was at, but they actually do it just by fans. And they said the banter with it, like, you know, the away fans getting involved in the home fans. Like, you're going up taking a crossbar challenge. I don't know what they do from the halfway line or the edge of the box or what, like. But like, you see, Kerry could put up maybe like a Kerry FC jersey or a T-shirt or something for
something, or even a match day ticket for next week.
I won this crossbar challenge, kind of like a jersey. But it would create something just fill it down
so
the pitch.
So funny.
Don't fill it down the pitch with a mic, having the crack with the lads, introduce a few, even four or five fellas. You wouldn't have to do it too many times. Like,
not sure. It'd be very fast.
It'd keep a good interaction at halftime because it couldn't, like, you know yourself. Halftime, you're kind of just
wandering around or
I know sometimes they have a couple of local teams playing in bits and pieces like that. That's all well and good. Like, you could do both realistically.
Easily.
Kick the kids off the pitch because obviously those kids love doing that, and
it's
something great for them. Like, you know, but like, you know, you could maybe down the end the kids could play their bit of a game in bits and pieces, and then you can have your crossbar challenge up the top.
Yeah, yeah.
The four or five guys, you know, and I think genuinely it would entice people to kind of interest, like, and make it a kind of a random kind of thing, like, you know, if you could pick out, like,
it'd be like,
know,
a draw
or something like that, like, you know,
very fast.
Keep them picking till five fillers come out, like, you do it in 2 minutes, like,
easily. Like, you know, you don't have to do it. You can just throw your name in when you're coming in the door.
When you scan your ticket,
do you want to enter? Yeah, bang.
Yeah,
quick write your name.
Piece of paper into the bucket, job done, like, you know,
and you'll see.
Mac would smash it.
Oh, he'd be barred. He wouldn't be allowed to do it.
He'd have all the t-shirts.
Yeah.
T-shirts. I'd write his name on my piece of paper. There's no way I'm going to take it. Actually, I'm Pat Mac.
Yeah.
Pat Mac, the Premier A manager, took the
Ballyhike
to the Premier B title.
Yeah.
To beat Park in penalties on Saturday night, 3-1 in penalties. So massive congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
Congratulations to the Carrion Podcast host, Pat Mac.
That's why he's missing. He's still celebrating.
I think he was off all weekend, so he had to work today.
Yeah, that was it. Fair play to him.
But like, keep those suggestions coming in as regards to like things that we could do to, or well, things Kerry FC could possibly do to improve the match day experience. I'm sure, like, if enough people are jumping on board with these bits and pieces, that's something they might think about in the long run. Like, you know,
I love the shuttle bus to and from the Blasket.
Yeah,
that's kind of entertaining for after.
Yeah,
be all right.
Two, fine.
Yeah,
from. We'll be there. Like.
No. To the Blasket afterwards is
past the Castle Bar.
Castle Bar.
More bathrooms on site.
I can see that. Like, the whole, like, obviously they're only port-a-loos up the top anyway.
Yeah.
Like, there is only two of them.
They could probably do a few more of them, right, to be fair.
Yeah.
They're definitely more last year.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Sure. There's two in the North Terrace, and then there's two in the away side, and two behind the away side.
Oh, yes.
And that was fine. Or two against the wall or something. There was definitely five or six up there.
Yeah,
now there's only two, and sure, you could be queuing for 20 minutes.
Oh, man, I don't. But I've never had to queue, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, you just got the wrong one.
To be fair.
The broken one, the door locked, you're standing outside there.
Yeah, that's
what's
it.
What's your man doing inside? You're like, come on.
Yeah. And then obviously you have the ones further down, but sure, you're not going to walk all the way down there every game.
Yeah, I actually did prefer one time. You gotta go, like, at the end of the day, like, you know.
Yeah, true.
Just going back there to social media with Daniel O'Sullivan gone on to us. I like his Twitter handle, Dan Ben Jovi. Nice. In terms of the football, Spain was a big loss as the other defenders play off his lead. Every other team has worked out that everything creative comes through Sean McGrath, and they've shut him down and leave us stuck. Gleeson brought a bit of heart and competitiveness when he came in, I felt. Where's the rest of it gone? An afterlusion, probably. He goes on to say, it was pretty sparse there last Friday. I think that a lot of people were upset about the ticket allocation. The main problem was the weather. Everyone hit the beach or the barbecue. They obviously hit the barbecue over Mount Top Park because the man was flat out cooking burgers. Yeah,
flat out.
Apparently the place was smoked out of it.
A smoke screen for the second half.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just think that there's little bits and pieces, but I do think people need to come out of themselves and kind of say, okay, look, they're not winning, they need the support, let's get up and support them.
Yeah.
Because we massive crowds last year, we're the biggest average attendance in the league.
You literally don't want to turn it into the likes of UCD.
Dundalk.
Dundalk.
Longford.
Yeah.
Athlone Town.
Like Longford's attendances will pick up now that they've got the win and they're starting to play okay.
Yeah.
Athlone, they only have one stand really.
Yeah.
But
you
have the likes of UCD that are playing the Premier and they have 60 fans.
Yeah.
You know?
You got no fans.
You
got one.
You don't want it really.
Yeah, true.
So we have to come out, we have to support a lot more. And just get behind the boys.
Exactly. That's in that case, moving on to Friday night, Kerry FC travel to Wexford.
Yeah.
In probably what's going to be a very, very tough game for them realistically.
Yeah, but the last two times they've gone down to Ferry Carrick, they have played well. I think it was a 1-0 loss and obviously the 3-2 game when we were 2-0 up. You know, it's for us, I think it's an okay place for Kerry to go. Seems like they play with a little bit of freedom down there.
Yeah.
Obviously, Eton Boyle's going to be a handful as always.
Absolutely. And Dobbsy.
I thought we
drew with him 1-1 at home. I thought we did quite well. Sean O'Connell scored for us, put us in the lead. Wexford goal was quite a spectacular goal. It was quite tough to defend. I think we kind of all agreed it was kind of a fair result, like, you know.
And
it's something we definitely take on Friday night, a draw.
Yeah, just to get a point back on the board. Obviously, we reach the magical 10 points again.
Yeah, and break that losing streak.
And you just snap that 5-game losing streak, which is the most important thing now.
Yeah, Wexford 3 draws in the last 3 games. With Treaty, Cork City and Athlone Town. So, look, they're in good form, to be fair.
Yeah.
They're a strong side. They are sixth in the table, 21 points, like, but that puts them well in contention, really, with second and 27, like, you know. So, it's not going to be easy, but our guys really need to step up and get some points on the board, like, to get to
I think now, especially after the UCD, like, just even that start against UCD, surely they've gained a little bit of confidence that if they play fast football and they press and they pass and take their shot, like the Sean McGrath shot towards the end, the free kick.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was close as well.
They
all have a good shot on them. They can do it.
Exactly.
Sure, they'll go down now. Kennedy Amici, another 40-yard screamer, goal of the season contender.
Can't see Kennedy starting on Friday.
No, but we come off the bench.
Alexi Valeri starting Friday.
I think so.
I think he's been very good. Came on against UCD, apparently he was kind of one of the brightest. He was very good when he came on in the game previous against Longford.
Yeah.
At 15-20 minutes by carrying and control, he had a lot to do with it. So I think it's time to get him on and get him started.
I think we'll push Ryan further up the pitch too.
Yeah, again, like, you know, going back to what we said last week about sitting Keller up top, but the amount of wasted ball the wingers get.
Yeah.
Get on the ball, run down the fucking wing, put the head down and run it out of play or stop it and slow it down, like, instead of getting it across the box. Like, it's Dan, Nathan, Kennedy, all of them, like, get the ball into the box. Like, we've got caught in so many counters that nearly conceded a lot of goals, and that's those stupid decisions, like,
yeah,
release the ball, get it across the box, give us a goal scoring chance. Like, it's genuinely a waste of time playing Victor O'Daisy in that team.
Yeah, because he's standing in the box and there's nothing coming in for him.
Waste of time.
And then when it does come in, sure, he makes a nuisance of himself anyway.
It just doesn't suit him dropping out. It does not suit him.
No.
It does suit Ryan, to be fair. But we need a man inside the box. We need to score goals.
Yeah.
Big time. So hopefully that starts on Friday night. nowhere in any Spain yet.
No, I think was there something during the week that he was back in training anyway, so
that's a good sign.
Look, I do agree that part of the tweet, it seems like the back line's come a little bit unbalanced.
Absolutely.
Like, there's leadership he shows, especially for set pieces. I think we're going back to old Kerry FC set pieces at the moment.
Yeah,
seems a little bit lost.
I couldn't have seen it when he was playing, obviously, because I know he was playing well, yeah. Like, but I didn't know what his leadership meant to the team until he was out of it recently, yeah. And he's taken a right dive. Yeah, since he dropped out of the
team. I think it's just his calmness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he just has that persona, just calm everyone else down as grand, and he's here. He'll just be like, two steps up there and it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be grand. But yeah, that's Wexford away, and on Friday.
So yeah.
We're hopeful for a point.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we win 4-0 either.
Like,
anything could happen here.
I suppose we kind of stay on the topic of hopeful for a point, and just kind of look into the next six games, the next three home and three away games.
Yeah.
Obviously, Wexford away on Friday night, followed by Finn Harps at home, Cove away,
yeah.
Treaty home, UCD away, Longford at home. Like, looking at that run of games, if we talked about the Kerry FC that was with us 6 or 7 games ago, and we're coming into that run,
you'd say 7-8 points.
Yeah, do you know, even 8-9-10. Do you know, because obviously Treaty, we should have beat them twice. If cannot understand it. Longford at home again.
Yeah,
Longford are poor. They beat a very, very poor Kerry side. We've got a decent draw, UCD away. That's not an easy game.
No, it's not.
They're in serious form at the moment, and they're going to get better at home.
And that pitch is just...
Yeah, we've taken a point off Finn Harps, above in Donegal, and away to Cove in there as well.
Mm.
So, hopefully if you can pick something up against Wexford on Friday, they could go into a bit of a run, and this is a big opportunity,
Yeah, I think this is kind of the I suppose, nicest run of games that they could have right now come out of the kind of down slope that they're in. Because, we have Wexford, get a point or three against Wexford, and a good performance. You're going into, it's Finn Harps, isn't it?
Yeah.
Finn Harps at home. And obviously, there'll be a lot more behind the boys then again, and Mount Hawk be rocking. Good performance there, and you're off to Cove away. We all know how good Cove away can be.
Look, we hopefully have the bus full and down in Cove, so that should create a bit of an atmosphere down there as well for the lads, to hopefully get them something,
And to be fair, if I can outroar the whole of Cove, I think about 20 or 30 of us will absolutely rock the place.
Absolutely, of course. But again, I'd love to see, I know barring injuries, obviously, and there's been talks of picking a consistent 11 over the last couple of weeks on social media. I know it's easier said than done, but I do think they kind of need to put something in stone here and kind of go with it, a lot of shuffling and changing,
for the next couple of games, but go for it.
We've gone through the bad period now. I think everyone has understood, everyone's had a bad game in these five games, and no one is giving it their all, it's been very sloppy from Kerry, so I'd like to see a bit more consistency from the management in regards to the team selection, and hopefully that could help, help Friday, but just from the week on, maybe, and help build a bit of consistency,
realistically, in 5 weeks' time, we have a Munster Senior Cup final.
Up the final.
Big
trophy.
Big trophy. Lots of pints.
Lots of booze.
We kind of want some sort of consistency going into that. Waterford will be tough up there as well. So, if a bit of consistency comes into the team, a starting 11 or even just a starting 10. Just a 10. That's all we ask for. It's fine if you want to swap one player every week. Just a 10.
Just a bit more consistency than it is all it is. You know?
And you know what? I think performances will come off the back of that too. Because if the boys feel like, all right, I've played with these for the last five, six games. I know how everyone plays. It's going to be a lot easier. Or I know what the mistakes they might make. It's going to be a lot handier for the team.
After those six games, then they're coming into a 2-week break. Before they're back for the Munster Senior Final, so it's a big period in the season for Kerry. Fellas have to give it their all and run themselves into the ground for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or sorry, how many weeks? 6 weeks. and then during your 2 week break, off on holidays for a week, and come back and win yourself a final. So like it's a big time of the year for Kerry. So hopefully we get things cracking on Friday and get points back on the board and make it to that 10-point mark, and then the week after break the record.
Yep, and I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So I'm moving on. The 31st of May, we come up against Cove. Yeah. Supporters bus organised.
Love it.
Lovely to see Kerry FC making up their own poster and promoting the bus for us today.
Appreciate it.
Hopefully it's the start of something, a bit of a decent communication between the fan groups and Kerry FC. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's great to see, like, you know, because look, we appreciate them. We hope they appreciate what we do. Like, so it's great to work as a team. It's both our clubs. It's our clubs just as much as it theirs. Like, so anyone out wants to get on the bus, catch us on WhatsApp. It's on the Kerry FC official pages or the Kerry Men podcast pages on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Yeah.
Drop us a DM.
So seats are €30 leaving from the Castle Bar on May 31st.
Yeah,
we're expecting, we're running the 30-seater, we're expecting to fill it, so hopefully we can do that. Support the boys above in Cork.
Yeah.
And having a few beverages. A
few beverginos. There is a pub up at the ground as well.
Absolutely. You can't bring them onto the pitch though, can you?
No, you have to drink them in the bar, or there's a kind of a barrier you can drink behind.
Imagine
as well.
The scenes, man. 93rd minute. I'm standing there with a pint of porter. Yeah. Sean McGrath goes through, smashes one to the top corner.
Down
runs
the
over,
point.
Drinks my pint. Yeah. I lose the head, thinks you drink my pint.
Bang, onto the
and
pitch.
And then I realise he scored a goal. Yeah. Then I lose the head because he scores the goal. I'm like, give me fucking 5 seconds, I'm out of the pint. Do you know?
Yeah.
Super crack.
Yeah, no, they are fairly strict now. I walked out the first time when we were up there, and I had a steward come straight over. Oh, don't stand out there! It's like, all right. Yeah.
Does it taste different if I stand out there?
Oh no, I'd be on the TV. I'd be on the telly.
You can't be in view of the pitch holding a
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I think that's the ruling.
That is the ruling.
Yeah, so that's the away bus for Cove. Looking forward to that. That should be another bit of crack. So we move on. Something we palped was quite early. The fantasy football's coming to an end. It seems to be down to two lads, Mikey Rochford and Eaton Ballard for the Kerry FC jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to ask where you are. I think we'll leave this to.
I'm.
No. Leave it after until it's over, man. Next week, man, and you can give me my prize.
I'm clawing Pa back.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh man,
all I'll say.
Where about you?
I'm 30 places behind him.
You have to do 100 points though.
Oh, 100.
Fucking idiot.
I can get it. I feel it.
1823. Where's Pat?
1932.
1932. You've no hole.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'll get it.
Tell him a bit.
No.
Didn't think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Shocking. Shocking.
Oh,
shocking.
What else can I do?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think, like, you know, we should up the prizes realistically.
No.
What's 75 places ahead of you, like, and all I'm getting is 2 tickets.
And 2 points.
4 points.
I don't know, Paz's not here.
You can just buy 3 of them. Why not?
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a deal, so nice. And so you're going to fill in for Pat Mack this week and give us our Academy Roundup.
Oh yes, Pat Mack's Academy Roundup, presented by Anto. So we had the men's under 15s, Kerry FC versus CK United. It was a 2-1 win, goals by Amundala and Jahari. The under 20s were away to Cove, they lost 2-0. The under 17s were at home to Cove, they drew 1-1 thanks to a 97th minute equaliser by Keane. Fair play.
Nice.
Under 14s were away to Cove. We played Cove a lot this week.
Yeah.
And they lost 3-1. Foley got the goal in the first half. And the under 17s women were away to Bray, 2-2. Can you have a guess who scored?
Seamus Falvey, young man.
Yeah. Laura Falvey with two again. Flying.
Glad Seamus Falvey, but.
Flying.
Hello, Laura.
Looking forward to next week. There's only 3 Academy games. The men's under 20s are at home to Wexford at 2 p.m. The under 15s are also at home to Cove at 2 p.m. on Saturday. So make sure to head up to Mount Hawk Park, support the lads. And the under 17s are away to Wexford at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Nice.
And that
nice.
Is our academy roundup of the week.
Nice. Be nice to start going up there if you really miss you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we went up to one or two last year.
Yeah.
Because obviously 2 o'clock's a nice time on a Saturday as well.
Yeah. Coming to the summer though, might be nice to go.
Yeah, might try and pop up to a good few now.
Do you know, when it's a bit cold over in the outside, you don't really tend to go out too much, like, no, realistically.
It's proper sunny, actually, the last time we went up there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was against... Oh, Rovers.
What's wrong, babe?
Oh, my microphone went.
Yeah, no, but you don't have to stop. It's fine. I'll fix it. Stop touching the wire.
It's true. That was against Shamrock Rovers, actually, that day. That was a good game.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah. Lucky.
Should they had Bazuna's brother in goals?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's bad to see. I remember watching Kerry District League. They made it like a final years ago. We can't remember what it might have been, 15 or 16. Evan Ferguson was playing up top for both.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Sure, that's the thing, like.
Johnny, I believe, was over the team actually at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin Cam was playing.
Nice.
I've seen Evan Ferguson in the flesh.
There you go.
He was about 14 years old, 6'3". There's always that one young Fleming. It's huge. Yeah,
it never grows again, but he's just huge.
Cool. Yeah.
Class.
Exactly. Okay, Anto, we'll kind of back over to you.
Oh, yes. Over to our predictions league. So, last week,
we're not very good at this.
Yeah, we had an absolute mare, man.
You say this every week, man.
Yeah, but this is actually the worst we've been.
We should pre-record this, realistically.
Yeah, we should. So myself and Pat Mack got 1 point each because we predicted like Finn Harps to win, and because Dougie predicted UCD to beat Kerry, he got 2. Like that, you know. We're not great. Like we all went for a draw against Cove and Cork.
Like that, speechy by a point every week. Like,
yeah, to be fair, it claws you one back on Pat.
This division's impossible.
It really is.
Fuck's sake.
Like, if we did an ACA every week of...
Kerry got 7 unbeaten and him won a game of 5.
Yeah, true, yeah.
So, you
know? Well, look, that's kind of our life, isn't
three
it?
Top of the table after 3 games and won a game
since.
And
haven't won a game since, yeah. And then guaranteed the day you're back against Treaty, they're going to hop them 4 or 5 mil.
100%.
Like. So.
100%.
So I suppose we'll go into predictions. I do have Pat Mack's predictions. Thank you very much, Pat, for sending them to me earlier. We will start with Bray Wanderers against Cork City at home.
Who are home? Cork City. Bray.
Bray.
3-0 Cork City.
Oh, yeah. That's a fairly safe result, to be fair. Interesting.
Someone's shouting outside.
Yeah, there's
we have a special guest on the podcast this week. Some random guy outside the front door.
Some random guy roaring outside. Yeah, I can't really see past Cork in this.
I'm not backing against Cork anymore.
I'm going to go 3-1. I do think they'll concede. You know, Bray, like McGerson or something, will come on the pitch.
Bray are solid, to be fair.
And score a goal.
They're in good form as well. Yeah.
And to be fair, Carlisle Grounds isn't a great place to go. Pat Mack went 2-1 to Cork City.
He loves a long 2-1 against Cork.
He does. No, yeah, no, he was enjoying 2-0s for a long time. And to be fair, they were always coming in right. So, Cove at home to Treaty.
3-1, Cove.
3-1.
This is the one for Treaty, but no guarantees.
Yeah. I think it'll be a draw. I think... you know what? I've gone for 0-0s a lot, but I think it'll be a 0-0 draw. And Pa went 1-1.
Nice.
Yeah. UCD at home to Fun Harps.
Oh.
Yeah. See, this is a tough one because, like, Finn Harps are travelling, but UCD are playing on their boggy pitch.
1-1, I think. I think Finn Harps are right with a boggy pitch.
I suppose. Well, no, Ballybuffet's meant to be lovely.
Is it?
That pitch, huh? I couldn't tell you. I've never been there.
I don't think I ever will be.
It might be a trip next year or something. Nah. We can just fly up or something. Yeah.
Get a helicopter or something.
Yeah. Pa went. Where is he gone? 2-1 UCD.
How's it work, man?
Yeah, Pa went 2-1 UCD, and I am going 1-0 Finn Harps.
Oh, yeah. Harps is a snaky way, man.
I think it'll be a snaky one, all right.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll leave ourselves to last, and Longford are obviously playing on Saturday, so that's classic. Longford versus Athlone.
It's a Midlands derby. It's a big one.
It is a Midlands derby, yeah.
2-2, I think.
2-2. You know, there is always goals in the Midlands derby.
There is, yeah.
3-3.
Back to over 4.5.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 3-3.
Nice.
3-3. And Pa went 2-1 at loan.
2-1 at loan. Just
ballsy and probably fair as well.
Yeah.
Lovely. So, the big one. Friday night.
At the Ferry Carrick. Let's see if we can put the pressure on Pa, straight away.
2-1 Wexford.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what? That's... It's a tough one, but it's probably fair.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 3-2 to Wexford. I think it's 3-2 goals.
Yeah, I'm feeling goals as well.
I don't mind getting this one wrong,
but I'm gonna back ourselves.
Oh, really?
I am, and I'm gonna reverse your score and go 3-2 Kerry.
Oh, nice.
I think it's about time we've gotten one of those up on them.
Yeah, I hope we're right.
I think it was, what was it? Was it 1-0 or 2-1 that the first game we played them out there, and then it was obviously 3-2 when I was up there that Monday. I think it was 2-1 because it was like Paddy's weekend or something.
Oh, it actually was Paddy's weekend.
But like, you know, we've always just seemed to come on the wrong side of the result every time against Wexford, and I think we owe them a good.
Well, to be fair, I think that's happened to us in 85% of our games.
Oh, you know what? Now that you say it, I think you're right.
We need Statman Dave, man.
Statman Dave, be good.
Can we get Statman someone?
Or we could get Statman Dunny. He's normally a good man for stats.
Any good Statman out there wants to join us every Wednesday to record a hearing podcast?
Yeah. It'd be handy. You only have to pop in for like Couple 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Fill us with a few stats and you can flake away home.
2 grand in wages.
Yeah. Like we have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Anto. I think we've kind of did the gist of we did it without Pat Mac again. It's like not short and sweet this week.
Yeah, it's a nice short, sweet, handy podcast. You know, people can listen to this now while eating their lunch.
Yeah, job done. 15-20 minutes job.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we hope to see you all in Montauk Park on the 24th of May.
Exactly, and on the supporters bus to Cove on the 31st of May. Up the lads!
Up the lads!
Talking Kerry FC every week. It's a favorite show. Everywhere we go, it's the Kerry Men Podcast.